Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get started on a positive note because there was a ton to love on Saturday night with the Cavs welcoming in the Celtics. Game three of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Limelight.
Well, we got to start out with LeBron, obviously. And LeBron didn't score 21 points in the first quarter this time around. And yet, Kenny, we talked about it on Thursday and Friday when Les was in for you on just what kind of game LeBron needed to play and how it needed to be different.
Yes.
Because we all sat here in admiration of LeBron scoring all those points, hitting all those shots, and I said, that plays right into the Celtics' hands. Like, they know they can't stop that, but if LeBron is going to be doing that as opposed to putting pressure on the defense and not dialed in defensively, then that's a huge win for the Celtics. In this case, in Game 3, you saw LeBron make two defensive plays in the first 2 minutes of the game. He rejected Baines right at the top, right by the rim, and it set the tone. I think the rest of the guys followed suit. Oh, if our leader is going to be playing defense, then we better get back on defense and play defense.
Things went well. I thought it really started to roll downhill. They were already up by a bit, but when he had the block of the pass, when Al Horford kind of forgot what he was going to do and he just had it like basically
just
kicked out
it.
Of his hand, I think that really set the tone just for the rest of the game. Now, that might be cherry-picking a little bit, but I thought that was perfect.
Limelight.
Also, George Hill, because we've been talking about how the starting backcourt was getting decimated by Boston, of all teams, without Kyrie Irving, without Gordon Hayward, yeah. And yet George Hill, he came to play. And he had talked throughout the week, you know, in those off days, about looking himself in the mirror. And he was big. He scored 13 points. He was actually moving the basketball, and he played defensively, locked in against Terry Rozier. I thought there was a big difference there. Also, I said this on Friday. I loved what I was hearing from the Cavs. So many times when the Cavs lose a game, from Ty Lue's perspective and from the rest of the guys down, they're like, we're good, we're good, we're fine, things will be okay. After the game two loss in Boston, they're like, yeah, we need to play better. And Tristan Thompson was like, guys, if they're not going to play defense, have to sit their asses on the bench. I loved what I was hearing throughout those off days. And so I think made a difference. I think the tough love from Ty Lue was a huge, huge difference.
Well, you're going to have to take it personally as a professional there, and it was an embarrassing loss to lose that way. To be up and have LeBron playing well and basically to let it just go away, and then end up losing by double digits there, I think that sent a very scary message to the team. So, yeah, you had to make up for embarrassment somehow, and obviously you made up for it a whole bunch in Game 3.
Lima don't like.
A controversy brewing, Ken, in the lower bowl of the Cavs games. A bunch of people noticed, and I was watching the game. I was not at the game. I got called into TV duties on Saturday. So when I was watching, I noticed it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were annoyed that the fans in the lower bowl, the expensive tickets, the fans were not donning the shirts that were preordained for them when they came to the game.
You wear the shirt. Unless you can't fit in the damn thing, you wear the shirt.
So I know what's going on here. Because it wasn't unified. And by the way, I watched the Warriors game yesterday. It wasn't unified. There were a lot of those rich people down at Golden State not wearing the
Were the Warriors spelling out their team name? Because the Cavs had that laid out.
This is what needs to end. I get what the Cavs are trying for. It looks good on paper if you take a snapshot of the arena 2 hours before tip. What they're doing is, what was it, all yellow or all gold?
Correct.
But the letters were spelled out C-A-V-S. With
in
wine,
maroon, yes.
That's never going to work because now you're asking specific fans have to wear the shirt or it throws off
there.
The whole theme. And they have to stay there the whole game.
Exactly. This isn't Michael Jackson at the Super Bowl. All right? That ain't going to happen. You got to stay in your seat. You're asking them to do a little bit
too much. You are.
But especially, because this is where you create fights when you didn't want to if you're the Cavs. Because already there's people who are watching these games and what have we gotten for the last 4 years? The wine and cheese crowd of the lower bowl who weren't there for the lean years. Now they're there. Of course they are. But they're not going to participate, and they're not going to wear the shirt. If the shirt's there, you got to wear it. But I can't expect you to be in the same place at every single time.
I'll tell you what else is happening.
Yes.
A couple of factors here as we do a deep dive into how everybody is color coordinated or not these games. On Saturday night, you have a lot of out-of-towners that purchase a playoff ticket.
Yes.
They're not going to wear the shirt. Like Odell Beckham Jr. was at the game. Puff Diddy's son was at the game. Are they going to wear the shirt? No. Well, they're all in the lower bowl. They're just not. Joe Hayden was not wearing the shirt.
He was wearing Cavs stuff, though.
He was, but he wasn't wearing the shirt. Ryan Shazier was at the game.
You know what? Let's stop giving out shirts.
No,
just
make
it all
out
one
to the,
color.
To the upper bowl. You
just
don't give
do the
out
upper
to the
bowl.
Lower bowl. For the most part, those people that are spending that money, they are spending a lot of time on the way they look to go to that game.
They are.
Could you tell the people that are sitting in the lower bowl, maybe don't wear the shirt, but color coordinate. Wear your own wine-colored button-up.
It does help me, though, get figured out. Like the guy, remember the guy who got snubbed by LeBron going for the high five?
Yeah.
Make America Great Again
No,
hat.
Not that guy. Not that guy.
Oh.
I'm talking about the guy in the last series.
This guy had
the gray jersey with a regular t-shirt on underneath and a hat on and jeans. You know that that guy, maybe he is that well off, I'm not sure, but you know that that guy is maybe getting a once-in-a-lifetime type of deal. He's sitting courtside.
Sure.
It's a playoff game. That's a real hardcore fan. The rest, excuse me, I can't get anything on this shirt, my French cuff shirt. I'm trying to look like Robert Kraft over here. I can't risk it.
There was another controversy at the game on Saturday where a Conneaut student put a sign up and said, I'm missing my high school graduation for this game. Kenny, do you agree? Do you think that's a good look or a bad look? Missing, you know, for many, that is a big accomplishment. Graduating high school, not everybody does it. What do you think? Missing high school graduation for
Saturday
playoff game.
For Saturday night?
He had the sign
graduation
up.
Graduation on Saturday
we
night.
We didn't. Not my high school.
I can't remember if mine was a Friday or Saturday.
But either way, I mean, it's tough to coordinate these things this time
Sunday.
Of year.
I think mine Sunday was afternoon for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine was a Sunday afternoon.
You don't know if they're going to have a home game or not. You don't know if the team is going to, who they're going to be playing and whether you're going to have home court advantage. Like, the schools can't really coordinate
that. Is there something that says you have to walk at your high school graduation?
No.
Hey, you don't even really get your diploma at your high school graduation.
Oh, no, because if you have the fees, you got to remember, you got to settle up the fees. They're not going to give you your...
You get a blank envelope or whatever that is.
That is the best. Card. Oh, you got $26 in book fees. Sorry.
We're not going to let you do it.
Transcripts forever.
You don't get a diploma, you get a bill.
That's
thanks.
That's so great.
Lima no like.
Apparently, the Boston Globe, not a fan of this show when they were in town.
Aw.
I go to Nora Princiati's piece, written May 18th, 2018. At 11 a.m. Friday, the topic of discussion on 92.3 The Fan, the main sports station in Cleveland, was the Browns. Host Andy Baskin and Jeff Phelps debated the pros and cons of the news that the team will appear on HBO's Hard Knocks next season. And it goes on a little bit later on. Would you believe that in a later paragraph, the Cavaliers do get a lot of support, if not the same kind of dedication that makes every Mayfield comment fodder for long radio discussions on the Fans Midday Show. Adam the Bull and Dustin Fox did a long segment about the Eastern Conference Finals. Kenny, Nora did not listen to this show this weekend. A slap in the face to this morning drive program.
Okay.
What the hell? You're going to listen to Baskin and Phelps and Bull and Fox over this show?
Well, she's a writer. Writers usually wake up a little later. Call her up.
Did she not know this was the show
morning.
Of record?
I don't know. That's an excuse to me.
6:50 in the morning. Call her ass up.
I'm getting her number
ass
right
up.
Now.
What hotel? Pound the phones. Start calling hotels in downtown
Cleveland. I'm calling all of them right now.
Yeah, Nora, have the guts to write about
this
show.
I'm on
TripAdvisor. What's her Twitter handle?
We'll find it.
Well, if you
gotta
notice,
go on a witch hunt.
If you notice, she didn't have really flattering things to say about the other shows, so maybe she listened and enjoyed this
she
show
was saying
and just didn't
she,
want to bash
She
it.
Was arguing too much Browns talk on this station, which that's the first I've ever heard that complaint. At this station.
Boston writer.
It's amazing.
Sorry.
Lab-a-like.
All right, there was a celebrity in Northeast Ohio at the game and also signing autographs before, which reminds me why Rodney Hood is an idiot for not wanting to go in that game in Toronto Game 4. Booby Gibson was at a local bar signing autographs and had a table and everything. It wasn't Lonely Virgil. Like, there was a huge line to go get autographs with Booby Gibson. He was doing radio interviews. He was doing press junkets. What has Booby Gibson ever done in a Cavs uniform? He had one game. And he had the one game in the finals.
He got paid for that game.
And he got paid.
Shot a couple threes.
You know what? But yeah,
Rodney Hood doesn't want to go into a playoff game with play with LeBron James.
But the reason I like Booby Gibson now is that he understands. And he's thankful to the Cavs. He knows who butters his bread. He knows that Cavs fans, they don't remember after LeBron left and where we tried to... There was a moment where they seemed to try to build a team around Booby Gibson for some odd reason. And it didn't work out that well. So I think a lot of people have forgotten that, and they don't look at Booby Gibson in a nasty way. He is, that's a great business move, and that's a good heart move because people like you in a place. People like Booby Gibson. I support Booby Gibson. I'm fine with that. Good job. Good
on you. I'm a no-like.
Since Kenny missed this, there's been talk going forward after they heard some audio on Friday that kids should never be able to call sports talk radio shows again.
Give me a how come quickie.
Cool, I got on the last show.
That's you? That's
Did you hear
you.
That?
Play it again.
Give me a how come quickie.
Cool, I got on the last show.
That's you?
That was me, Bart Simpson, circa 1995.
How did your voice get higher?
Isn't that amazing?
Cool, I cut out the cowabunga.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Gnarly, man. I think I was 15.
Cool.
I think we did the math.
It was 1996.
Cool, I got on the last show.
Cool.
Don't have a cow, man.
Don't have a cow.
Cool, I got on the last show.
Cowabunga, dude.
Eat my shorts, Les.
Is Al there? Coholic?
Cool, I got on the last show.
All right, that's it for Lima Likes. When we come back, no kids are allowed to call the show ever again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.